11:16 SEN.
Hi, great to have your company this morning, and very much looking forward to speaking to our next guest, because there's the MCG is, Tim, one of the, if it's not the most important place in this city, it's up there in the top handful.
Gary, I was there the other day. Remember, I said to you.
You did. You're awestruck.
I was, but they were doing the, you know, people go there and have a day visit there, and they were getting down onto the ground, and they were actually touching the turf. They were getting down on their hands and knees and just feeling the turf at the MCG.
Well, tomorrow night, 85-90, Collingwood Geelong Friday night, 85-90, Melbourne and Port on the Saturday, could be 50-60, whatever. No ground does it better. And the president, outgoing, in fact, he may not be anymore. He may have handed over. He's a former Melbourne captain himself, if
and,
don't mind.
And you described him rightly, first sex symbol of the game.
Exactly right. Stephen Smith is in the studio. Welcome. Smudge, I said before. That was the nickname there when I first arrived.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Gary Baker sort of gave me that many years ago, I think. In fact, it's interesting. I heard Kerry O'Keefe just a couple of years ago call Steve Smith the cricketer Smudge. So
really?
Apparently it's got an English heritage of the blacksmith. So
okay.
There you go.
So tell us, Smudge, 21 years you were on the committee,
yep,
or have been on the committee, and the last four as the president. And have you officially handed over?
Yeah, last night. It was the end of the committee meeting, so it's been a long, long time. Pretty busy 4 years.
Unbelievable.
But we actually we got through a fair bit in the last 4 years.
What in your time, I mean, this is all honorary. So
and
it's a great, I mean, it's a fantastic thing to be doing and to be involved with. But, I mean, in that time, what are the biggest things that have taken place?
Well, even in the last 4 years, I think that the highlight was the extension of the AFL agreement until 2057, which means the grand final's now guaranteed for 40 years at the MCG.
Right.
And what that means in 10 years' time, when the Southern Stand is 35 years old, and it's about the time you start thinking about what you do with grandstands, we can rebuild it. We've got enough guaranteed content to borrow the $1 billion that we need to rebuild it, to connect it to Richmond Station, to connect it to Amy and Tennis Centre. And it'll become not only retain it as one of the best sporting grounds in the world, but also it'll be one of the best sporting precincts in the world.
It doesn't seem that long ago we knocked it over, Tim.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I was staggered when I read that this may take place, but you're saying in the next 10 years, in 10 years' time,
yep,
they'll pull down the Great Southern Stand and rebuild.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, 35 years, it flies past. And,
yeah,
and you've got so many new stadiums coming online, like Perth, Optus Perth, Adelaide's redone, around the world. Just it's changing all the time. So you've got to keep modernising.
Okay, so the capacity will remain roughly the same?
We might be able to get a little bit more, an extra 5,000 possibly. Depends how high up you go. But it's also very narrow, the Southern Stand.
Yep.
It needs to be extended out. So we'll go across Brunton Avenue. It'll sort of provide better facilities over there. There aren't the restaurants and bars for the public that we'd like to have. So.
Okay, so the possibility is that there'll be a walkway with restaurants and bars all the way to Richmond Station there?
Yeah, well, there'll certainly be a walkway for, because safety is an issue with Brunton Avenue. So, yes, there'd be a walkway, and potentially there could be some buildings on it and some facilities. So,
what sort of dollar value have you placed on
well,
this?
Well, it's about $1 billion. We've had the preliminary costing. And it's interesting because every grandstand, the 26 grandstands that the clubs build over the years have been funded by member subs, MCC subs, which I don't think is really known around the traps, that the $50 million a year the members put in goes into debt for the MCG. So we contribute. We're fundamentally funding the building of the stands.
And the members get a fair whacking when they don't turn up for games at times.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you about that in a minute, Steve, but let's not forget that as well, that we all get to enjoy this world-class facility primarily on the back of that and attendance, of course. Yeah. The Melbourne Footy Club, of course, the original tenant club there, and the affiliation is closest with the MCC. Within that redevelopment, is there any scope? Because they're looking for a new home. Is there scope for anything like that?
They've presently got their offices there, and we try and accommodate them. Playing training is just not going to happen, unfortunately, on the ground itself. I know they've got this thing up in Yarra Park, which is still, we haven't actually had a formal sort of presentation on that, but they're still pushing that. It'll be fundamentally just the ground itself, and you just can't have any more traffic on it, so that's why you can't train sort of day to day.
What can you tell us about the membership, the AFL membership and the MCC membership and even Melbourne Footy Club membership? How does that all work?
Well, the members reserve is a capacity of 22,700. We've got a membership now of about 130,000. We've got 215,000 on the waiting list. We introduced provisional membership about 4 or 5 years ago to sort of help with the waiting list. So now the waiting list is about 20, and it'll be stay at that for a while.
20 years?
If
you get put down at birth, you get provisional membership after 20 years.
Yeah, about 20 years at the moment, and that'll be there for a while. But and the AFL, well, they've got their own ownership. They've got their own sort of area, and the footy club, well, we actually do across all our tenant clubs. We on our membership renewals, we add, you know, do you follow any of the particular tenant clubs and do you want to join their member? You know, and they, we have a box on the tick. So we help them try and get membership.
And I heard Gary Purr talk about this the other day. Is the Melbourne proportion of MCC members to Melbourne footy club supporters biggest?
It is the biggest. It's always been the biggest. You know, 10 years ago it was about 26%. It's down to about 20% now because obviously the last 50 years we haven't had much success, so the kids coming through aren't really strong in Melbourne. But it's still by far and away. It's about 20%. The next would be about 13%, which would be Essendon or Richmond and Collingwood.
Question off the text, is there any consideration given to a roof going over the MCG?
Oh, who knows? Not at this point, but who knows from an engineering point of view. We've looked at it. It's just not possible from an engineering point of view, but... Yeah, look, I think the beauty about it would be to try and provide more coverage for spectators so they don't get rain on. But I think the sport itself, the actual game, I think people appreciate the fact they prefer to have it with the changing elements.
Now, you've got a car park space there at the MCG. Apparently, you don't retain that. Is that right?
It is probably the best thing of being a president is that car park right next to the lift to straight up. But no, they'll be unscrewing the name tag this morning, I can assure you.
I've parked in there a couple of times.
Yeah.
Have you got CCTV camera vision of that?
Hey, what's bigger? We're speaking with Stephen Smith, the outgoing president of the MCC. Boxing Day test, grand final. What's the occasion that has the biggest impact on the whole ground?
Look, I think probably the grand final, although Boxing Day is a huge day and, you know, it's a traditional day and generally gets around about the 90,000. But grand final day when you've got absolutely packed, you've got all the activity outside in Yarra Park, it's amazing. And Anzac Day, I love the minute silence of Anzac Day when you can hear, you know, the baby crying on Halfwood Flank and someone coughing and down the other end. They're so respectful. And then the roar, just that roar before the grand final. The MCG's got fantastic acoustics. And it's just special.
You're a mad demon man, a former player. Excited about their possibilities and chances this year?
Yeah, really excited, but trying to keep a little... I still think they're probably a year away. I just think they're very young and there's just a few in there that probably need another year to go. But and it's so even. There's probably about 10 teams that are capable of winning it. But you just need luck with injury and we'll just see where it goes. But yeah, no, look... Much, you know, I'm really enjoying watching them these days compared to 10 years ago.
And what we do, Steve, is we let you go, and it's great of you to come in and join us. What will you do first game on a week, whichever you might go on tomorrow night, I'm not sure, but first Melbourne game Saturday? Do you just go and sit out the front, or do you still get the seat the cushions and the rug?
I've still got the cushions and rug for this one. I said I'd go in for the first one, but I'm really looking forward to the games after that, with just sitting out in the outer with the pie. And I love a pie and sauce at the footy, so. Yeah, we'll be there. Ange and I both love the footy, so we'll be big on it this year.
Well done to you. Pork and Smith was another nickname that has just come through from one of our former teammates.
Yeah, I don't know exactly who that is. Thanks, Gilesy.
Hey, enjoy it. Well done to you. Unbelievable what we can expect in the next 10 years. Yeah. I think just trying to get my head around that. That whole precinct's just going to be
off. It's going to be really exciting.
And just one final thing before you go. Can you just make sure that Gary can get a car park tomorrow night underground? Can you just do that? Yeah. Your parting gift.
Yeah, he might be okay, but you're going to struggle parking my
spot. Great of you to come in. Stephen Smith joining us here and in very good hands, the MCC. No question about that, Tim. We'll take a break. SEN Breakfast is for Melbourne Airport Parking. Speaking of parking, warmer welcomes and proper goodbyes in our terminal parking. It's just $12 in Goddings. Your Kubota Excavator 5-star service dealer, Bob Murphy, in after 8.